Look at your hands. Such wonderful, marvelous creations of our Lord. 10 digits of which we can do so many things. They can create wonderful paintings that can last for generations. Architecture that has lasted centuries. And warming others with hugs, greeting each other with waves, comforting each other with even shoulder pats and firm arm holds, especially for those who are in grief. Our hands can say much. If you look at them, you can also see how a man has worked, about what he has done, how the grooves in his hand can tell of, and the calluses tell stories of hard work, or how even sometimes having no fingerprints from strumming too many guitars. Hands tell a wonderful story. And with them, we can create much and do so many things. And they can do other things. The hands that build up can tear down. The hands that comfort can enrage and kill. It's rather telling when someone is actually put into handcuffs. One of the first things they do is they bind their hands. Something that has not changed since the history of man. By binding someone's hands, you bind their power. You bind what they can do. You bind, in a sense, who they are. Do you suppose that when Barabbas had his hands bound, that first Holy Week, he thought of things, the things that his hands had done? Barabbas was a murderer. He was an instigator in the riots against Pontius Pilate. He was known as a troublemaker. He was known throughout the entire area as someone who hated the Roman oppression of the Jews and opposed it violently, killing those people involved. He was a wanted man. Pilate finally got him, had him arrested, and awaiting the only punishment due his crime, death on a cross. And yet there was a law, according to the Jews, that Pilate honored. He would release one person during Passover. On his one hand, arms stretched wide, sat Barabbas, a known murderer, hands bound, waiting to be put to death. On his other, Jesus Christ, a simple man, a humble man, an ordinary man from Nazareth, disturber of the peace, but committed no crime. Crowd was given a choice between these two, a murderer or the one whom they call the King of the Jews. And they chose Barabbas. And so Pilate did as he was accustomed to do. He unbound Barabbas' hands. He was free. And the bound Jesus was led away to die. Christ took Barabbas' place that fateful day. There were no longer any manacles, no ropes, no chains to bind him down, his calloused hands thick with blood, freed. Do you suppose he knew what it meant? Do you suppose that he knew that the hands that were bound now, who would die now for his sake, do you think he remorsed? That he truly understood what it meant to be wondrously free? Barabbas' hopes, dreams, and desires were all placed upon Jesus' crucifixion. As I have learned from of old, Barabbas is us. For we stood there, bound in chains of sin, hands soiled with its evil. And yet Christ took our place too. Instead of our hands up there, there are Jesus, nailed, bleeding, broken hands. Look at your hands. There are no manacles. There are no nails. Jesus died in your place. He freed you. Amen.